It's summertime in Middle Tennessee, and the long, hot days of August mean just one thing: baseball. Stroll through a park anywhere in the mid-state, small town to big city, and you're likely to happen on a hard-fought game in full swing.
There it is.
That's in.
This game is underway in Nashville's Centennial Park. But while the crack of the bat may be the same, this isn't the game most of us remember playing as children.
Good eye, Trevor. You can keep it.
This is vintage baseball. It's played by the rules that governed the sport in 1864, when the game was still in its infancy. A recent but growing phenomena, vintage teams can now be found in about half of the American states, primarily in the Midwest. The Nashville Maroons are playing the Franklin Farriers. The two clubs are the only teams in the state. Together, they make up the fledgling Tennessee Association of Vintage Baseball. Trevor Haskins is the league vice president. He says vintage baseball harks back to a kinder, gentler age.
We don't taunt. There's no arguing the calls with the umpire. It's sort of a more genteel game. There's just a different quality and a beauty to it playing it the way that it was when it was, you know, the sport was in its infancy, really.
Vintage baseball also turns the commercial nature of the game upside down, with fans watching for free while players pay club dues to cover the costs. Teams work hard for authenticity.
We play the game wearing no gloves. And there's a few minor rule differences. You can catch a fly ball on the bound, meaning it can hit the ground one time and the batter would still be out.
Tennessee League Commissioner Michael Thurman says even the language of the game harks back to the 19th century.
You know, you might say well hurled. If somebody pitches a good pitch, you might say well struck for a good hit. The bat's called a willow. The ball's called an apple or a pill.
Some fans turn out for the game wearing period clothing appropriate to 1864. Michael Cole came dressed as a Confederate Army officer.
This is my second game, and it seems like I get more intrigued with it every time I watch it.
Una Daly had never seen a game of vintage baseball before and sat down nearby to watch for a while.
Well, I like the fact that these look like they're community members who are out having fun, and they're all ages. Usually it's pretty young folks that are playing baseball.
For all vintage baseball's differences, Askin says it's still the game that millions adore.
The speed of the game, the cadence, the choreography of it, it's as close to perfection in sports as I think we've come.
The Tennessee Vintage Baseball Association will add four more teams next summer. The year after that, they hope to have teams statewide from the banks of the Mississippi in the west to the Smoky Mountains in the east. For WMOT, I'm Mike Osborne in Nashville.